underreacting. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I read the president's report on the Abdul-Muttalib case and why we were unable to see either into his mind or his underpants before he got into that plane Christmas Day. And it boils down to this, that the government database contained more than enough information to justify keeping him off that plane, but investigators underreacted. We know that Abdul-Muttalib's father told the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria he was worried his son was in the thrall of extremists and planned to travel to Yemen. Well, the embassy saw that as a red flag that he might be planning an attack in Yemen, and so no one checked to see whether he might also have a visa to travel to America. They underreacted. You ever watch NCIS? If this had been an episode of NCIS, you know what would have happened.
Alert Homeland Security and brief direct events. Eric, find this guy.
Exactly. The NCIS people never underreact. They overreact. They use deception. They haul innocent people into headquarters, and sometimes they go too far.
This investigation is over.
Now, the president announced several new procedures yesterday, all very reasonable. But if you really want a perfect record, and that's what we're talking about here, you have to have investigators who are willing to overreact. Somebody who would see that cable from the embassy and say, I want everything you have on this Abdul-Muttalib, every place he's been, everybody he's seen. I want you to pull his passport and visa records, and I want you to do it now. You can have all the data in the world. But in this environment, unless your investigators have the mentality of TV writers, it'll happen again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.